I get an email from a guy by the name of David Nabhan. I'm going to get correct pronunciation. I think it's Nabhan. And he's a Pittsburgh guy. He's a science columnist for both Newsmax and the Times of Israel. And he is sort of coming around on John Fetterman. And as you know, I'm not. So we went back and forth, and I said, David, no, the guy's a wolf in sheep's clothing. And he hasn't changed. He's just said a couple things that make some sense. But I said, you come on, you make your case, whatever that is. And it's a much fuller case than that. I will concede, of course. And here he is, David Nabhan. I'm pronouncing it right now.
Yes, you are.
All right, Nabhan. Thank you. Well, you wrote this great article. Now, really well written.
Thank you.
And it just suggests that Senator Fetterman has sort of steadily supported normalcy, which it's funny that has become the new gold standard when you're a Democrat. But that aside, tell us your position and what you outlined in this really fine article.
Well, to paraphrase a great writer, I come onto your show not to praise Senator Fetterman. I'm with you, but to bury the extremist wing of the Democrat Party. And yeah, like you say, I did stick up for John Fetterman like gangbusters in that op-ed in the Pittsburgh Chronicle. But that was easy to do considering the voices. I've been listening to your show, and boy, I agree with you on a lot of stuff. But the voices that are now ranged against him, the lunatic fringe from the far left side of a once sane Democrat Party, now taken over all completely almost and zombified to do the bidding of kafia-wearing anti-American death cultists, I certainly share your misgivings about Senator Fetterman. I disagree with him on many important issues. I voted against him, but here he is standing up against the worst people in our nation's politics, and for that, he does us all a great service.
Yeah. Is this an epiphany? I mean, I've studied the guy's career. Is this an epiphany for him, or is this of a piece with his prior career?
Who knows? But you can see that the things that he's done to make them, you know, the knives are out for him. His own staffers have stabbed him in the back.
David, the delicious irony is that they're questioning his mental fitness when they didn't question Joe Biden's. You can't make up who these people are. They're insane.
It's unbelievable, and, you know, he's got a lot of guts. He's called the down with oligarchy malarkey. The patently normal things that he's doing, any sober, fair-minded, sensible person would do just the same. They've turned on him, though, he supported a bill that imposed sanctions on the International Criminal Court for their issuance of an absurd arrest warrant for the Prime Minister of Israel on war crime charges. He had the temerity to vote yes on a couple of President Trump's cabinet members. And he goes on CBS and NBC, and they ask him plain to his face about the oligarchy, and he calls it malarkey. So,
and he's going, in that respect, he's going against his goofy former mentor and god, with a small g, Bernie Sanders. So, I mean, it's even more compelling.
Well, and I'm just particularly happy that the op-ed aired in the Pittsburgh Jewish Chronicle, since, you know, future historians are going to certainly be scratching their heads as to how Jewish Americans could be so closely aligned with the world's most fervently anti-Semitic political party. You call them not a political party, it's a political movement, and you might have been right. It doesn't seem in any way, shape, or form to have any semblance of, you know, we a two-party system requires that both parties, like a sporting team, having the most pathetic competition in sports is anathema to the system. So you want a two-party system, not a one-and-a-half-party system.
Yeah.
And I admire him, and I'm probably going to vote for him. He's in the middle of his term, but I'm going to vote for him just to do
I
my
beg
little...
you not to, by the way. you use the same words that I use. He's suffering from arrested development. He's an arrested development teenager. I can't get over the hoodie and the shorts act. That indicates something scary to me. Not normal, scary.
But can you appreciate his courage? I'll just ask you that. Can you appreciate his courage?
Sometimes you're too dumb to be courageous or afraid. I admire what he's saying on a couple of issues, and there we've got common ground regarding John Fetterman. And I appreciate, by the way, fully what you said and your reasoning. You know, these are the kind of political discussions we'd have across, I don't know your political party, but across the aisle in the old days. Reasonable discussions, reasonable disagreements, not the straight out insanity. My problem with Fetterman is not only who he is and his past, but he votes with them 98% of the time.
Yeah,
I mean, he doesn't. He talks a good game.
You're almost convincing me now.
He talks a good game. He just doesn't deliver. And if he had a reasonable position on all issues, he'd switch to Republican or independent now.
Well, you saw it. That's how I ended my op-ed. I suggest that he should do that. That he should follow Senator Manchin's path. And if he did that, they'd quit calling him crazy and just start calling him a Nazi, you know, which I don't know which is worse. But they would immediately do that. He'd at least get the knives out of his back as far as the mental health acuity is concerned. He'd turn into a Franco or a Pinochet.
Yeah. Well, David Nabhan is our guest. I guess we could call it the case for John Fetterman. We could define it. You make so many good points that it is hard to argue with you as to the points. But I still say, in the main, David, this guy's he's a left wing lunatic, and just because he has a couple of reasonable statements on the border, on Israel, that are so obvious. I almost can't give him credit for them, you know?
Well, his staffers and the senator himself are going to hear this. So if you have something to say to him, this is now the time to do it. I assure you, I'm going to make sure he hears every word of this.
By the way, I'd have a beer with him any day. I actually like the guy. I don't know him personally at all. I've never met him. But I like him. It's just a matter of not my senator. You know, that's all.
Well, we could have done a lot worse. You're talking about the craziest people on either side of the Pecos River, pregnant men, hundreds of genders, men showering in girls' lockers, erased borders, Hamas mass murderers and mass rapists as the good guys, drag queens reading to, the preferred profession library seek out to read to our toddlers at story hour. These and 100 other suicidal ideas are not spawned by the Republican or the Libertarians or even the Greenies, you know, who are insane in their own way. But, these and other minor attracted persons, they come from the DNC. This is a party that is, they've lost their mind in public. And you say, I've been listening to your show, you've hit the nail on the head so many times. They just keep lying and they just keep repeating it and they just keep, the volume goes up and they assume that's what's going to work with the American people. And it has, which is shocking. The American people haven't shown much good sense over the last decade or so, but I'm with you. I have a feeling it's running thin, that people are waking up. A lot of the most even liberal media venues are giving me a voice now, saying some amazing in Britain, for example, and in places like Philadelphia, liberal cities like Pittsburgh and Washington D.C. I've noticed that the zeitgeist has changed. Donald Trump is really his effect on this nation is astounding. It's history making, actually. And I'm just hoping that the voters in Pennsylvania will wake up.
Quick question, because we're low on time. But and by the way, we are talking with David Nabhan. He's a science reporter. And he wrote this article, Senator Fetterman must have health concerns since he supports Israel. And I'm so poignantly titled. But let's go a step further and ask you, you're a renowned science writer, and something made you step into a completely different realm, politics. What was that?
The climate lunacy, the climate extremism, the climate alarmism that is the Marxist plan to destroy the West by pulling the rug out from under us, pulling our energy away from us, pulling our food away from us, destroying agriculture, destroying our military. That's one of the greatest concerns. And you talk about being fleeced. You talk about an electorate that is asleep. If I could push a button and fix one great problem in this nation, it would be to have every global warmista realize that they have been shills for a 40, 50-year-long malarkey that has cost us tremendously.
Often mistaken, never in doubt, the Al Gore's of the world. And, well, listen, David Nabhan, you are welcome back anytime. You keep writing. And we'll talk to you about the climate, too, which, by the way, your guy Fetterman won't support any of your previous statements. But
well, but at least he'll go for fracking, and we need methane, we need natural gas. That's where ammonia comes from. That's where our fertilizer comes from. That's where our food comes from. At least he's that sane.
Well, we look forward to having you on again, David Nabhan, science writer who's delved into politics, and we're happy he did. Thank you for being on the Bob Cadaro Show. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You've got my address, my friend.
All right.
All right.
Have a good day.
We'll take a break. We'll